This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Thy ticket, Lady Jennifer of Coolidge.
Well, many thanks, good sir. Heareth my Discover card.
They accept Discover at Renaissance fairs?
Yeah, they do here. Discover is accepted at the places I love to shop. Getteth with the times.
With the times?
You're playing the lute.
Yeah, and it sounds pretty good, right?
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
Is your home stuck in a style slump? Well, 2026 is your year because Bob's Discount Furniture has incredible finds that pack a style punch and won't drain your bank account. We're talking statement pieces like the gorgeous Sophia sofa and loveseat with channel tufting and super comfy bobopedic cushions, or a farmhouse storage bed that hides the mess and still looks beautiful. Want to cozy things up? Snag an electric fireplace and make your home feel like an actual hug. They've even got the latest technology. Their showcase immersive sofa has Bluetooth audio, heated seats, massage, power recline, and LED lights. It's like having a movie theater in your home. Make 2026 the year you love your home. Get your picks in 26 at Bob's Discount Furniture.
99.9 KISW. The shenanigans continue. This is the Men's Room with Miles and Thrill.
My question, what makes you feel old, and what can you not do anymore that you used to? 206-803-ROCK.
Hello, Sean. Welcome to the Men's Room.
Hola.
Hola.
How's it going, boys?
Doing great, Sean.
Hey, I was really hoping that I wasn't going to have to follow up that last guy because that sounded like a caller out of like Grand Theft Auto. I don't know if I can live up to his content.
Please don't.
But yeah, my music choice. You know, there's kids nowadays that they don't even know who Pantera is.
Well, I mean, 27, 8 years ago, when did they stop?
Your Pantera?
Yeah.
Oh, Dimebag?
Well, it doesn't really, I mean.
Pantera, he died in 2004.
Okay. All right, so 21 years ago, right? Which, that's already crazy, right? Because to me, it does not seem that long. To me, it's not so much the music choice, right? It's that I know my kids are not necessarily going to like what I like. They like some of the stuff, not most of it. I get it. To me, it's when they bring up an artist, and I have absolutely no idea even who it is. I mean, at least when I was younger, I could say, you know, I don't like this person, but I do know the music.
That's another thing, too. Even, you know, a lot of these kids nowadays, they listen to rap, obviously. I think rap is one of, like, the top genres nowadays.
Country and rap, pretty much, yeah. On it, yeah.
Who the hell are these guys?
You don't listen to Pooh Shiesty? He's got out of jail.
Bring up a little of this, a little of that, and like,
there's a lot of lils. Like,
yeah. There is.
And it's just like, I don't even know what you guys are talking about. And I'm only 34.
Well, you know what?
That's about the age where you kind of disassociate with whatever's getting. You have to be like Taylor Swift popular or Chapel Roan popular. Then I go, yes, I am aware of who those people are because you cannot escape them. But assuming you stay within your genre, so to speak, I have no freaking idea who you are. Look, there's a lot of new rock bands. I couldn't even tell you who they are. You know, someone will say the name, like, never heard them. They're like, dude, they're the biggest current rock band.
Like Dua Lipa. She's probably been around a decade.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, I mean, honestly.
Yeah.
Time just goes by.
But then I feel like I bring up names like that, and it's like my kids look at me like, what?
Oh, how old are your kids?
Talking about? And I'm like, haven't these people been popular for at least like 5 years? And they're like, no.
Like, to you?
And it's just, I guess. I don't. Like I said, call me classic, I guess. But, like, you know, even I bring these people up to my kids, and I think that they're into these artists and listen to this type of music, and they're just looking at me like, oh no, that was in like 2024. And I'm like, are we moving on?
Yes, you are.
Yep.
Yeah, that's the generation you're in.
I mean, I don't, were we different though? we would stick with artists. But we would stick with artists, all right? So you can say, like, I like Metallica. Cool. But when Injustice for All came out, you were kind of done with Master of Puppets.
Well,
you know, just because it was the album before. It doesn't mean you stop listening to it, but, like, you always just kind of move with your band.
And when you're a kid.
And then your band stops putting out albums, and that's when you're officially
You always
old,
want to be the first person out of your friend group to discover something.
Oh, absolutely.
I don't know why that is. You know, but it is. Like, if you check this out, oh, man, you know what you're missing. Like,
it feels good to introduce something
and
you know your friends
everybody had
will like.
Their own band that they kind of stuck with. Maybe not the most popular, but pretty good band. But either way, not like, you know, the biggest band in the world. But you're still kind of stuck within that genre. And for you, it was like Faith No More.
Yeah, love Faith.
So you like Faith. I like Fishbone at the time. All these little bands that really didn't exactly get huge.
But then sometimes you don't expect a band to get huge because they're so off the wall. The Chili Peppers, to me, would be the best example. You listen to the first couple albums, you would not know it's the same band other than the fact that Anthony Kiedis still has no range when he sings. But generally speaking,
that means they can go on forever.
But they went everywhere. They did whatever they wanted to do. And then when Under the Bridge came out, they figured out, hey, if we want to make money, let's kind of stick in this thing. And look, credit to them. They're still around, but, like, my memories of discovering Red Hot Chili Peppers was Uplift Mofo Party Plan. I think it was their second album, and, like, it's nothing.
Well,
like
I saw them at CenturyLink, I think.
All right.
I was telling my buddy, I was like, yeah, I saw these guys in an Italian restaurant in Morgantown, where I grew up. Now, this was the thing about this place. It was also a wedding venue, okay? So they had like a riser stage for where you would stand, you know, where the minister would stand.
Yeah.
You know, where the best men and all those people would be up there. But they had like that lattice thing in the back.
Yeah.
The little thing that you walk under.
Yeah.
And fake plants, like big, like fake, like palm trees on the side. So that kind of had that. It was AstroTurf on the top.
And they played on that.
They played on that.
Yeah.
And just thinking about that back, because it looks like you're going to get married there.
Sure.
And it's like, it's a gaudy Italian restaurant with like columns and all this crap, you know?
Yeah.
It's kind of like Vito's.
But you never predicted. The first time I saw them, they were supposed to play at a club in Baltimore. It was supposed to be their grand opening night. It did not pass fire code, so they moved the show like three blocks away, but the same general area. But I remember watching these guys. They're lugging their crap down the street. And you weren't like super excited. You're kind of like, oh man, there's the band. And again, this is Flea, this is Keith. All these guys are icons now. But you just saw them and they're dragging their crap down because they found out when we did that the show changed venues. Starts like 2 hours late. Little teeny tiny stage, you know. It was not as ugly as what you're describing, but it was small ass stage. They did their thing. I'm like, that was really cool. If you would ask me if they were going to be one of the biggest bands in the world, you know, 30 years on, I'd be like, no. People don't like this. I like this, but apparently what I like is weird. And guess what? They're huge.
It's also like sometimes bands or singers or rappers just have a couple really big songs, and you think they're going places. Like I always talk about, right? With
Guns N' Roses.
What?
They're going to be around forever.
For me, it was Kanye, right? Like I saw him at a concert at the 930 Club in D.C. He was not even the headliner. But like when you saw him perform and he like was going through all the songs he had produced, you're like, oh, this guy might be something. Now, to this day, everybody knows Kanye West, obviously.
For various reasons.
Right. But his music, kind of, those first three albums, to me, are great albums. They stand the test of time. And he became a massive artist.
I met Joe Camel in the parking lot of Madame and Mall.
That's right.
Oh, Jay-Z.
Yeah. Hard Knock Life, I think, was the album he came out
with. Oh, what a terrible.
It is wild, man.
It's just,
yeah.
And he invited you in.
Yes.
Right?
Yes. He's like, my buddy was with me. He's like, hey, man, are you guys here to see Jay-Z? My buddy's like, hey, Jay-Z here? He's here? Then he steps out of the limo. And he's like, wow. And he gets all excited.
Did you know who he was at the time?
Hell no. And he's like, oh, come on. I can do a record signing. It was at Records 2.
Record and Tape Traders?
No, Records 2. It was basically, it was a mixtape store.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah.
In Madonna Mall. And there was a line. It was down the freaking, down the corridor of the mall. And we walked in. And he's like, no, you guys come in with me. And so they raise up the metal grate thing, you know what I mean? And let us all in. And I hear one guy in line go, white dude, see that guy? He's the manager.
Yeah.
I guess I turn around like, I'm not the manager.
Yeah, right.
I don't even know who this man is. I don't know anybody here. just let my ass in. What makes you feel old and what can you not do anymore that you used to? 206-803-ROCK.
Hey, look, let's be honest. Even given coming off our Christmas show, like when we first met Shinedown, you knew that he could sing.
Yeah, but you didn't know they'd
I didn't know they'd be that massive.
No, right? Not at all, man. Look at him now.
Yeah.
Hello, Jeremy. Welcome to the men's room.
How are we doing, fellas?
Oh, yeah.
Doing great, man.
So recently, I I had to vet new recruits into my a motorcycle association that I'm in. And part of it is asking, you know, certain questions and whatnot and getting to their age. I vetted this kid who's 21 years old, and I wanted to cry.
Well, just based on his age?
Yeah. Because, I mean, my youngest kid is 23.
Oh, damn. So well, like, yeah, that'll do it.
I've gotten to that point where it's, like, gross.
Is that typical? I mean, what was a typical age for somebody to join?
Well, I mean, I guess it depends on the association or the club that they're joining. Okay. But my club is veterans and military.
Oh, wow.
So
okay.
Open to all ages. So, you know, a lot of these guys, some of these guys are active duty, and we have a lot of mostly veterans, but we got a bunch of active duty and they're a bunch of young kids. And
how old were you when you joined?
It was a year ago.
Oh, so, just 1 year ago.
Okay. All right. Is there a motorcycle requirement, so to speak, as far as CC's brand of bike? Is there
or like brand?
Yeah, you're like, no, man, you can't get in here with that thing.
Yeah, we can. It's on our webpage.
What's that?
No. Miles is asking, like, do you guys have requirements? Like, it's got to be this kind of bike or so many CCs or...
You know, you can't be riding with us on your, like, my Zuma, my 125, you know, my Yamaha. You don't want me riding with you, right?
Not really, no. Sorry.
Is it because it's embarrassing?
That's what I'm saying.
Would it take your, right, you guys, you're cruising down the street, you're looking cool, we're on the highway now, I got my family, I'm in a minivan, but you know my kids are in the back like, this is the coolest thing I've ever seen, Dad, and you guys are roaring by it, and then there's Miles on his 125 CC. Does it just make the rest of you look
now,
bad?
What if I'm a black belt, you know what I mean? I was a Navy SEAL, but...
But
I got a Yamaha 125 Zoom. I'm a badass. I'm a killing machine. There's nobody who can take me out. But
now it's not about like the actual type of the brand. It's not Harley only or anything like that. We allow like metric bikes and whatever. We've got a guy with a Goldwing. We call him like the Tesla bike type of deal.
Right.
Okay.
Right. Okay. Well, what do you ride?
But the CC requirement is 600 or more because we would like you guys to keep up.
Yeah, that makes sense. Yeah.
No, you wouldn't. See, here's the other side of that, right? Because now you got Miles on his 125.
I'm just drafting mine.
The best thing you've got is that you can leave his ass behind, see? You're not thinking this through. Like, you want to leave him behind at that point. Like, guys, all right, let's rev it
up. Yeah, but I'm wearing my jacket everywhere.
I mean, if he wants, he can join a scooter crew.
They're out there.
They are. Soldiers of Destiny.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Okay. But, yeah.
All right. I just didn't know. You never know.
How far did the Soldiers of Destiny, did they go across the country? Is that what they did? It was a couple years ago.
So a few of them did it, right? That's, what is that, like a cannonball run or whatever?
All right.
So they started in Jacksonville and rode their scooters. So you can't take highways.
Right.
So you basically just have to take back roads and stuff. And they went from Jacksonville all the way to Mukilteo.
Damn.
So was that similar to the actual, is that the cannonball?
For scooters.
It is.
For scooters,
correct.
Sure.
Because that movie came out when we were younger.
I'm telling you, as a brother, back roads don't appeal to me. I'm like, you want to stick to the highway, man, depending where you're at.
And how long did it take him?
I think it was 2 weeks.
That's not bad.
That's not terrible.
I mean, like, there's stuff they had to do that I didn't even think about, right? Like, they had to wear, you know, like quarterbacks, you got to wear, like, that rib protector. And stuff.
Yeah.
Just because they're on those things for so long, and it kind of rattles enough that it'll shake up your insides and everything.
Jeez, no way, man. So you got to wear a flap jacket?
Yeah, basically, yeah. And then that's what they were like, Georgia is the worst state ever.
Why? What was it? Why?
Well, because like most people think of Atlanta, but outside of Atlanta, Georgia is rural and hot. And they just they started out, and after like days two and three, they were all completely sunburned. They were like, it was miserable.
Yeah, and they're coming from Jacksonville, right? So they're right at the border.
And to be honest with you, Mississippi and Alabama are almost just decoys of those. So if you were to come that way, I mean, they're just long.
It doesn't matter. Yeah.
You're in the middle of nowhere. Our question, what makes you feel old and what could you not do anymore that you used to? Half a century ago, couch potato was a brand new term. So these are words that you use all the time that just turned 50 years old.
So I wondered if couch potatoes, you think 50 years ago, all right, that's when television really, really got going.
Yeah.
Kind of as we know television to be now as far as the networks go.
Right, so we're talking like, mid-70s?
Right, so it kind of makes sense that couch potato, because that's the first time, like people used to sit there and stare at the radio, but they would still get up and do other things because you're listening, right? You can do other things. And then TV came out, and the big controversy was, man, you're just going to have people just plant their ass in front of a television set and do nothing, which proved to be true, but I'm guessing that's why couch potato became the term then.
They say his mental flaws reports 1976 appears to have been a surprisingly fertile year for the English language.
Yeah.
All right.
With terms emerging that now feel utterly ordinary. They round up 20 words and expressions that are turning 50 this year, with Reader's Digest and Slacker flagging some other now popular words as well. So here are 15 that stood out. The first one, 800-pound gorilla.
I hear it on occasion. I don't hear it much anymore.
Well, I don't either. And what was the... How would you use that?
You're in a situation you don't want to be in, but there's not much you can do about it. So the boss... We know the boss is going to be mad at us. We don't necessarily know what it's going to be about. The boss at that point is the 800-pound gorilla in the room. The idea being that an 800-pound gorilla can do whatever it wants.
And you might... You might get the ramifications, though.
But you don't feel that it's going to be positive.
Okay.
Yeah.
Correct. You know it's in there.
Yeah.
This is a word I don't use very often, athleisure.
I don't use it because it's a pretentious, stupid word, but I know what it is, and I would not think that it's 50 years old.
Yeah, but I didn't hear that word till, man, I want to say like 10 or 12 years ago.
Did sweatsuits start becoming big maybe in the...
Is that what that means? It's apparel?
It is apparel. Correct. Right. So, if you're wearing like a nice track suit.
So like this, what I wear.
Yeah.
Athleisure.
It could be casual. You can wear it at work. That would be athleisure.
Correct. Especially nowadays, right? Because there's sweatpants that are tapered and everything. So I
Is
know.
Is Lululemon considered athleisure?
That would be athleisure.
Okay.
Like I know two girls that work for a brand for Nordstrom. That's all they make. And I had
athleisure.
Never, yeah. And I never heard that term until they explained it to me. I was like, oh, yeah.
Okay. Body piercing. How is that just 50 years old?
I guess.
Does that
maybe
mean no one else? No one got a nose ring or a belly button pierced?
I would think before that there was probably mostly
a piercing or something.
A piercing and body stuff was generally like certain areas.
Yeah.
Right? Like certain, I don't know.
It
groups.
Wasn't mainstream.
Wasn't, thank you.
So somebody probably opened a tattoo studio, offered that service, and had to come up with the term to explain to people what else they do.
Other words, it just turned 50. Crunch time.
Okay.
I can be used in a lot of different ways. Work, sports.
You think it came from sports? I'm guessing it came from sports.
It definitely sounds like something that John Madden would say.
That's what I'm thinking. I just picture right. Some broadcast.
Crunch time for the Broncos. Digital camera. Something that everyone used to have. No one has anymore.
Did they come out 50 years ago?
Yes.
Jesus.
Well, just as far as like the little pocket ones. You know, the ones that you could just carry around that didn't require all the gear and the lenses and all those things.
But in 1976, I mean, I was alive. I don't. Everyone I knew still used film. I remember those, but I feel like that was years later. Maybe I'm wrong.
It took a little while to transfer from, you know, just original film. But exit poll, another 50-year-old word.
Well, that makes sense. 1976, you had a presidential election. Television covered it different.
French press.
Oh, for making your coffee?
Yeah, but how could that... Does that mean that the actual French press is 50 years old?
Or maybe they just called just it when people else. Started buying them and using them over here.
Maybe that's what it is.
Yeah.
I think probably in France, they're like, yeah, we call it our coffee maker.
Words that just turned 50. Idiot proof.
I really want to know the inspiration behind that. Well, that means I'm thinking someone's at work, right? And everyone has that one employee that you don't believe is competent to accomplish anything. Someone's trying to convince the rest of the coworkers, like, I'm telling you, man. Even Eddie can do it. Come on, boss. Eddie's a freaking... I'm telling you, this is idiot-proof. Even... And I'm telling you, a name follow that. Even Eddie could do it.
That's another thing, is that the problem is that idiot-proof wasn't exactly true either. No, I found a lot of the time, if something was idiot-proof, found the idiots that disproved it. They fought through.
Yeah. Yes.
They persevered.
With their idiocy. Meme, 50 years old.
What was a meme 50 years ago? That's my like. I mean, I know what it is now, right? But it's all social content. It's digital.
I mean, would Uncle Sam Wants You? Would that be a meme of some kind? Like, I guess it was a proven thing. But
it's like the crying Native American, you know, when somebody litters.
If you had a poster though, because a meme is stationary generally.
By the way, the guy was Italian.
I know. he was seriously.
Skeevy. Oh, I haven't heard skeevy in a while.
You're littering. It's making me a sad.
How?
Skill set. Trail mix, wannabe, and wuss.
Wuss?
Wuss. Wuss is 50 years old.
Oh, that's wuss.
50-year-old wuss right there.
The Italian guy.
Oh. What makes you feel old, and what can you not do anymore that you used to? 206-803-ROCK.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. all you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Fun fact, you can't get pregnant every day. You're only fertile for 6 days, ovulation day and the 5 days leading up to it. Natural Cycles is the only birth control app that can pinpoint your fertile window by analyzing your hormone-driven temperature trends. It's more than just a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
Tonight's meal, tilapia surprise with boiled cabbage. Begin cooking steps 1 through 50 now.
Are you kidding me? Making dinner shouldn't feel like doing a 1,000-piece puzzle. With Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals, the hard part's already done. Pre-chopped ingredients, zero stress. Just assemble, bake, and enjoy. No complicated steps, no mountain of dishes. Try Assemble and Bake today. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Thanks to TikTok ads, I was able to open up a business with my childhood friend and even hire employees.
My name is Julian, and I am one of the founders of The Snacks Lab. We are an exotic snack company. We import snacks from all over the world. We had over $100,000 in sales from our TikTok ads in the first month. So our orders went from 5 a day to over 250 orders a day. You definitely have to use TikTok ads.
TikTok for Business is helping owners like you reach new customers every day. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
If you're an experienced pet owner, you already know that having a pet is 25% belly rubs, 25% yelling, drop it, and 50% groaning at the bill from every pet visit. Which is why Lemonade Pet Insurance is tailor-made for your pet and can save you up to 90% on vet bills. It can help cover checkups, emergencies, diagnostics, basically all the stuff that makes your bank account get nervous. Claims are filed super easily through the Lemonade app and half get settled instantly. Get a quote at lemonade.com/pet and they'll help cover the vet bill for whatever your pet swallowed after you yelled, drop it.
This is the Mighty 99.9 KISW and KISW HD1 Seattle. Always live on the free Odyssey app. Text the guys at 206-803-ROCK. From the Pinkies Plumbing Studio, you're in the men's room.
Live night, Yalty and Naughty, Snoqualmie Casino and Hotel, Friday night, February the 13th. Tickets on sale now, KISW.com. I know what you're thinking. You guys do a live show every day. Mm. And to some extent, we do.
Well, yeah.
But our support, as far as everything else that goes on.
Sound effect.
Yeah.
Sound effect.
That's all from a computer.
I actually slapped Ted.
Music we play from a computer. All the commercials come out of a computer.
They're pre-recorded. Yeah.
Yeah. Every single thing that you hear, other than when we are on the air, there's some other element involved.
The music playing in the background right now.
Yeah.
It's pre-recorded.
Right. The sound effects that you're hitting off that little box you got there. All right. On live night, they've got what they call a Foley artist.
I actually just shot Ted, yeah.
Yes. A Foley artist is someone who creates sound with different various things. Could be anything from a saw blade that's being wiggled to
That was
chimes.
Typically what, thunder, I believe they did the saw blade to do thunder.
Yeah.
The crazy thing about a Foley, put it this way, if you watch something old like Looney Tunes, right? You watch Bugs Bunny and there's all these sound effects. Typically, that was Foley art.
They created all
human
those.
Beings that just had a table full of random crap. I mean, like you said, a saw blade, a slinky, a hammer with a rubber balloon, and for whatever reason, they could kind of create the sounds that you're looking for.
I was watching a Star Wars documentary. It's just some of the crazy stuff that you're like, that is the sound that came out of Chewie, or whatever the deal was. Like, how they try to replicate this. Foley artists to be on stage.
Have you ever seen Chewie, by the way, before they put the sound effect in?
No.
He actually says his lines to Han Solo.
Oh, really?
He doesn't do it in his
regular... So, like, David Prowse would do the same thing instead of...
David Prowse spoke like this. Even though he's playing Darth Vader, which always cracks me up. So, Luke, I'm your father! Right. Spoiler alert. And then they would dub him over with someone that sounded serious. But the guy that played Chewie, you know, whatever he was supposedly saying to Han Solo, I just saw this one clip, and I can't get it out of my head. It says at one point, Chewie's asking Han Solo, where are you going? So, in the movie, it says... And Han says, like, I'll be back in 10 minutes or something like that. When they show the unedited clip, guy's dressed like Chewie, and he looks at him, same scene, but you hear him say, where are you going? Like that. I'm like, God, that's weird.
Daily Mix Show is totally live. We are totally live as well. And as we said, not only the sound effects, but all the commercials. Those all involve live reads. This is how radio used to be done.
Yeah.
believe it or not, back in the day. And a challenge to the band as yacht rock, although people consider it, you know, a token genre, so to speak, of just cheesiness. Those are hard songs to play. And
they were great musicians.
Yeah, exactly.
So that's what you find out.
Yeah. All the voices you hear, all the sound effects, all the laughs, you'll be a part of the show. Yep. So hopefully you can join us. Live night, Yalty and Naughty at the Snoqualmie Casino and Hotel. With the addition of the hotel, keep in mind that's Friday night.
Uh-huh.
You can go up there and
be smart
and hang out and have a good time with us. So hopefully we'll see you up there. KISW.
I'm debating it, man. I keep going back and forth.
Getting a hotel room?
Getting a hotel room. Because I'm like, if I get the hotel room, right, you wake up, it's Valentine's Day, me and my wife, you kind of wake up into it and... You know,
I get it now.
I'm just saying a good morning hookup.
Yeah, absolutely. Those tickets are on sale now, KISW.com. All right, our question, what makes you feel old and what can you not do anymore that you used to do? 206-803-ROCK.
You know what I used to do that I can't do anymore? So I used to be a big jaywalker, right? I wouldn't try to cut off traffic, but you'd just jog across the street if you knew the car was far enough away. The way my ankles are now, I'm like, I will wait.
Is it just
it sucks.
Is it pain?
Yeah. You know what I mean? It used to be, you'd just sprint across the street. No big deal, right? It took 5 seconds. Problem solved. Now I'm like, my right ankle kind of hurts, man. Well, I don't know.
The idea of really having to run. And I'm saying, like, in the event...
I will miss the bus. I will miss the plane.
Something bad happened, and you needed to run. That's going to suck.
The last time I ran...
I could slowly jog into it.
I could jog. Yeah.
But
the last
really
time I ran,
run,
I had to get off. I had gotten a... very desperate text for my daughter. It just said, help. My wife and I are in the car on I-5. We're headed home, but we're still, I don't know, 10 minutes away. So we're calling her, we're texting her, because it just says, help. It is your kid. It's probably like 6 years ago now, right? So she'd have been, about 9 years old. I'm freaking the F out. We get to our exit, but the way they're doing construction, we had to go around the block, blah, blah, blah. I jumped out there and sprinted home. And look, I'm in no condition to sprint as far as I did, but when it's your kid, amazing things happen, all right? I go running in the house. I scream for her. She's like, oh, hi, Dad. I'm like, what the F, man? You sent me this thing to set up. She's like, ow, I needed help opening the Oreos.
Oh, my God.
I almost beat her to death there. She's looking at me because I'm like hyperventilating. One, out of panic. Two, I'm out of breath. Then I can feel my muscles tightening up. But because I was desperate and I thought I had to save my child from some atrocity that I was not aware of, I ran much farther than I would ever run for any other reason. And I got there. And again, I explained to her, maybe don't text help. Yeah. Just that single
word.
Open Oreos. And also, give me a follow-up text like, hey, yeah. I'm fine, man. And by the way, she managed to get the Oreos open. When I got home, she was actively eating
Oreos. When you see someone running for absolutely no reason, you can tell when someone is exercising. It's a different when someone is running at a sprint for no reason.
I was running full tilt, and I could see people looking at me. It was rush hour.
What's
time.
Going on? So what is going on? Who is he running from, or where is he running to?
I think they're waiting to see if police were in pursuit. They weren't, right? So obviously it's an emergency, but I mean, I hauled ass, man.
What makes you feel old, and what can you not do anymore that you used to? 206-803-ROCK.
You're right, though. Like, if you're just on a city street and all of a sudden you see five people sprinting by you.
Sprinting?
Yeah, I'd be like, what is going on?
Yeah, I'm going to hang out here.
You assume they're up to no good.
Because you're just going to end up going like, they went that way.
Yeah, you're kind of waiting for the cops.
Or there's something bad behind them.
Yeah.
Yeah. But it depends how many people are running. Like, if we went down to the street now, we're downtown. If the four of us, if we came running around the corner at a full sprint and kept looking behind us, what percent of people on the street do you think would just follow suit?
Matter of fact,
if we keep looking behind us like something bad,
yeah,
you know, to scream run. I wonder how many people end up running with it. Yeah, we're just messing with.
I'm trying to think the last time that I actually really sprinted, and I'm telling you, it's probably
it had to be an emergency.
No, it was probably when I was playing football because you had to run a 40.
How long ago was that?
I
mean, come on, man.
That's what I'm saying.
God, I sprinted when we played foul balls. That was
well, not really. I mean. I'm not giving it 100%. Right. You know what I'm saying? I might be swinging as hard as I can.
But the running part's
a little
different.
But the running part's like, well, if I'm out, I'm out. No big deal, you know? Because I remember, man, it was a pop fly, and I took a step back, and I realized I had to run forward. And so I started to sprint. Next thing I know, like, pretty sure I just pulled
quads
a,
just,
yeah, I just pulled a hammy or something. What makes you feel old, and what can you not do anymore that you used to? 206-803-ROCK.
Hello, Steve. Welcome to the men's room.
How you doing?
Hola.
Hey.
Hey.
How's everything going, guys?
We're doing good, Steve. How are you?
Pretty good. Stephen Lucas from Lake City.
Okay.
All right.
Here we go.
What makes you feel old?
Well, concerts. The price of them. But what we used to do is we would just walk right in or sneak in.
Sure.
Sure.
Well, when you're young.
Tell you one of them or?
Well, sure.
I'm going to tell you some of them.
We'll start with one. We'll see where we go.
All right. Well, Rush came to town. I had the Coliseum back then. And I had tickets with a friend of mine. We're standing in line. My little brother with a half a case of beer and his buddies ran right up to the glass, right up to the doors there, pounded on it. Someone opened it up, and they walked in. And I was like, wow. When I got in, I walked through all the people, and I saw my little brother up there drinking beer. And I walked up to him, and he goes, you got to have a beer. And I said, why? Because everybody around me is trying to get one of them. And I went, okay. So I sat up there and drank beers with them and enjoyed the concert.
Yeah, those are different times. That's one of the reasons why things have changed now.
What do you mean?
Well, if you wanted to get into a show or you wanted to get into a sporting event, you had a ticket stub. And it used to be that you could enter and leave.
Have the stub in your hand.
So, you know, you go in there with four guys. You get their stubs. You go outside. You smoke a cigarette. Do whatever you do. You got three more buddies there. You hand them their stubs. And you go in. And you guys got to find your own seat.
Sure. But you can get them in the door.
But you can get them in the door. What makes you feel old? And what can you not do anymore that you used to? 206-803-ROCK.
And as far as the cost of concert tickets, like, my kids are young. They even know that they're ridiculously priced. That doesn't make me feel old. In that sense, it makes me feel fortunate. Like, look, at the time, they were priced about right. I want to say the first concert I went to.
Well, the last 5 years, things have gotten out of hand.
They have gotten out of hand. The thing I do miss are ticket stubs. I got one of those big boxes of souvenirs and stuff. And my kid, he was digging through it. And most of it's like old press passes and all that kind of crap from radio. And but he found a few concert ticket stubs. He legitimately did not know what they were. He's holding it up. He's like, Dad, what is this? You know, it says like Metallica. I'm like, it's a concert ticket. He's like, what? I'm like, no. They physically, like in his mind, that is insane. He's
but
like,
we still call those things tickets. And it's still called Ticketmaster. Yeah. Even though you don't get a ticket anymore.
Correct.
I mean, it's kind of like Dunkin'. You know, they're not Dunkin' Donuts anymore.
Right.
But they still call it a ticket. I got a couple tickets to the games one.
Like, no, you don't.
Yeah. No, you don't.
It is a digital ticket.
But that's not a ticket.
Yeah, the ticket.
It's like saying I got an app on my phone.
If nothing else, man, the ticket stub was like your souvenir. If you can't afford the price of t-shirts.
It is, but the ticket is what gets you in.
Yeah.
It's a ticket.
Yeah.
But the last real tickets I've gotten.
Drink ticket?
No, like, I did a stage announcement for Trans-Siberian Orchestra.
Yeah.
So I had to go to Will Call, and they were like, here, we just physically have to give you tickets. I was like, okay.
Cool.
And then, what was I going to say? When I went to see Shane Gillis, because my buddy got us, like, backstage passes, and we had to go to Will Call. But those are the only times I've gotten a real ticket.
Well, the last one I got, Super Bowl.
Yep, still have that one.
And that was like going into a bank vault to get those damn things, because they are so expensive. You know, they're like, I mean, it's...
Do
you remember how crazy the security was just to get the ticket?
Yes, I do.
It was insane.
But the NFL doesn't have a round with that, man. I mean, the NFL wants its money. If you go to the Super Bowl, do they still give you a ticket, or is it... Because, look, man, the Super Bowl, it's a once-a-year annual thing.
But you need that ticket if you go to a Super Bowl, because you need that as a souvenir.
But that's what I mean. Like, I don't want the app for it. Like, look, obviously I want to get into the game, but a Super Bowl ticket, just the stub. Yeah. And even those tickets were printed different, where they tore it, it still didn't look perforated. What they hand you back, basically, it looks like a certificate to prove, that you're at the game. And my son found that mind-blowing, and I said, when the Ravens go back, he'll probably have to pay for it with the job he's working, and I'll be retired by then. But still, I'm like, yeah, man, but I'm wondering, have they jumped the shark too? Like, you know, the airlines, everything's on the app. And look, it's convenient, and I get it, and that's just a commodity. I want to get from one place to the other. But stuff like the Super Bowl concerts, like, these are things we do actually want to remember.
I've actually got, from the 20 years we've been here, I have a folder back there in the office that's got actual tickets that I've purchased or gotten through the radio station to various events.
Uh-huh.
I'm going to whip that thing out after the break.
You should.
You know?
I mean, seriously, it's cool.
Because you just see, like, oh, yeah, I totally forgot I was there. You know, there's a lot of those things.
I was going to say, the only thing that does not seem to have gone to app as far as the ticket kind of world is if you were backstage. if you don't have a lanyard and your little glossy thing hanging, there's no app in the world to let your ass in.
What makes you feel old, and what can you not do anymore that you used to? 206-803-ROCK.
Hello, Matthew. Welcome to the men's room.
Hola.
Hola.
So the thing that makes me feel old is the fact that the Buffalo Bills played their last game at Highmark Stadium, which was formerly known as the Ralph. So I went there for my 21st birthday almost 20 years ago, and I went there this year for my 40th.
And aren't they building a new stadium?
Oh, yeah.
Isn't that in the works?
It's almost done. It's supposed to be done by the beginning of next season, correct?
Correct, yeah. It was basically looked like it was done on the outside when I was there this year. Had a little bit of a fire a couple weeks ago, but thankfully they put it out. So
what, the new stadium did? The new stadium had a fire. Jesus.
Yep.
Is it a dome?
No.
Nope. Just the seats are covered, and it's the world's largest snow melt system in the world to get the snow off covers the state. The seats.
Okay. Correct.
Yeah. Well, you know,
I think,
man,
people were still like, it's Buffalo.
Keep the home field advantage.
I know at one point, they were kicking around the idea of a dome. But basically, the Bills Mafia was like, no. Part of what we do is take pride in this. And obviously, it helps the Bills at this point in the season. The thing I would say, never get too attached to a stadium. That is one thing. Like, look, man, you got the billionaire. If they want a new stadium, they're going to get a new stadium. I mean, it was in Atlanta, right?
They got nine different stadiums.
They opened whatever they opened, and maybe, 20 years later? They got rid of it and replaced it with wherever they're playing now. But I'm like, dude, that's three stadiums that you have built for one team since I've been alive. And that blows my mind.
Yeah, and they were there for 52, 53 seasons at the Ralph.
Yeah. I mean, that's the thing. But part of that, you know, if you go to a city that doesn't have a lot of money, when you do, like Buffalo or Cleveland, when you do get a new stadium, that's going to be there for a hot minute.
Yeah. Correct.
That's Atlanta.
And maybe time to retire that stadium, just based on the history.
It was old. It was very old. I didn't see them this time, but they used to have circular urinals. So you just pee in a trough that you're looking eye to eye to the guy across from you.
They still have them at the University of Maryland.
Really? What?
Yes. It's like a wall of troughs, and I still have some of those old school circular ones.
So it's a 360.
Yeah, you never peed. God.
No. I've never looked at another man in the eye while I urinated.
But you're supposed to just look down, but then you're looking at penises, and it's very tough.
360 urinal?
You never seen those?
No.
Oh, God, it's tough.
Yeah. Especially a place like that. I mean, there's hundreds of people waiting to get in there. I got to see what this looks like.
I don't even think they exist.
Yeah, we can't even get a picture of it.
No. I have no idea what
How big is it? I mean, is it like the size of a hula hoop, or is it massive?
I mean, it's pretty massive.
Is it still Bird Stadium?
Yeah, yeah, I'm sure it's something field at Bird Stadium or whatever.
Right.
Mm-hmm. But yeah, I mean, they're crazy. I remember it as a kid, as I was just like, I can't pee with everybody staring at me.
That's a little weird, man.
Huh? Damn. Still can't find a picture of it.
I'll find your one.
Probably don't need to see that.
Yeah.
Hello. Oh crap! Hang on. Damn it.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Fun fact, you can't get pregnant every day. You're only fertile for 6 days, ovulation day and the 5 days leading up to it. Natural Cycles is the only birth control app that can pinpoint your fertile window by analyzing your hormone-driven temperature trends. It's more than just a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
Maybe you like cooking. Maybe you don't. Either way, the new Blue Apron is for you. Because along with our classic meal kits, we're offering new pre-made and one-pan meals to help you get dinner on the table fast. And now there's no subscription needed, so you can just order and enjoy. Do delicious food your way. Shop 100-plus meals at blueapron.com. Get 50% off your first two orders with code APRON50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
TikTok for Business is helping owners like you reach new customers every day.
We saw up to a 10x return on our TikTok shop ads. A few years ago, I started sharing my love for fashion on social media, and Willow Boutique was born. We're not just a place to shop. We've really become a community. TikTok allows us to find more people to have that great experience. I cannot imagine my business without TikTok. It's completely changed my life, and I could not be happier.
Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
If you're an experienced pet owner, you already know that having a pet is 25% belly rubs, 25% yelling, drop it, and 50% groaning at the bill from every pet visit. Which is why Lemonade Pet Insurance is tailor-made for your pet and can save you up to 90% on vet bills. It can help cover checkups, emergencies, diagnostics, basically all the stuff that makes your bank account get nervous. Claims are filed super easily through the Lemonade app and half get settled instantly. Get a quote at lemonade.com/pet and they'll help cover the vet bill for whatever your pet swallowed after you yelled, drop it.
Hello, Rebus. Welcome to the men's room.
Hola, boys.
Hola.
So, I am 1 year older than both you and Miles and Thrill. So, I'm 57. I think you guys are both 56, right?
Yep.
And I just got out of the hospital. I had 2 stents put in my heart. I've talked to you guys before about how I had a heart attack 5 years ago and had to have a stent put in. And so that's 3 total now. And today is the first time I've actually walked like out of my house since I got out a few days ago. And I had to go to a medical appointment. I'm down here in Federal Way. I had to use a walker.
Oh. I'm
57 years old. And I had to use a walker to get in and out of the building because otherwise I can't stand up.
Is that because your legs are weak or your balance?
Yeah, they're ridiculously weak. When I ended up going into the hospital, I was sitting on the edge of my bed trying to get off the edge, and I had a walker that I was going to use just to go out and have some breakfast out in the rec room. And I ended up like doing this slow fall down to the floor, and I couldn't move. I had to just lay there for 20 minutes until 911 would came and picked me up, but I was just pretty much paralyzed on the floor.
Now, do you notice when you're on the walker, is there a different look, a different vibe, or do people treat you differently at all?
This is my first time getting out of the house. So, I mean, it, not really. I mean, I was in, you know, the medical facility when I got down here.
Not unusual to have a walker walking in a hospital, I guess.
Yeah, you need to go to, like, Denny's or something. And just, like...
I'm considerably younger than most of the people that are using the walkers. There was one old lady as I was coming out where, you know, she looked like she was in her 90s, and the two of us just gave a smile and a nod to each other as we were going by.
So okay, is this like the Jeep thing or guys on motorcycles with 2 fingers out? Like, is there like a walker wave?
That must be it. Yeah. But I tried going out to my car on Thursday and Friday, and I was using a cane that my dad has, and my dad is also, you know, using a walker right now. He just had to have a toe amputated last month. And I was almost out to my car and my legs started getting all wobbly, and I ended up getting out to the car. I was just going out to try and find a bag that had my meds in it, and apparently I had lost weight while I was in the bathroom or in the hospital, because as I was standing there, my shorts fall off.
All right.
I'm standing out there next to my car, and I'm trying to bend over and get them because I'd just gotten out of the hospital, so I'm going commando at that point. And I look through the back window, and some jogger lady is running up the street, and she was almost to me before I could get my shorts back up and get them cinched up tight. And then, you know, I somehow got back in the house, and my dad was just laughing his ass off at me. And then the day after that, I went back out there just to grab a bag of cereal, and I got the same cane, and it snaps in half.
The cane?
I almost go to the ground. Yeah, this wooden cane. It turns out that it came from one of my nephews who had broken it and re-super glued it, and so that's where the weak part was, you know, so it could have killed my dad or me.
Jesus and Christ.
So I had to go get some of those walking poles of my mom's and go walking back out the door to get back out to the car, and I ended up rolling on my back, and I was like pretty much spread eagled to the world, you know, just laughing my ass off at myself, just because, you know, it doesn't get any more ridiculous than that. You know, like I thought at 57 it wouldn't be that big a deal, but
good Lord, I am just a mess.
Is that I mean, I think you'll be fine over the course of time, but
right.
You know, you just got to strengthen up again.
But a walker's not a good look.
No.
I keep especially wondering, at that age.
Right.
Exactly.
Yeah. You know what I mean?
Either be a little kid or be an old person. Mm-hmm.
Well, I just went to a place with tons of old people. And when I go to a first of all, being an old guy, I'm going to diners in the morning for breakfast.
Oh, yeah.
Love that. I just love just sitting there, 7:30. I'm looking at eggs, bacon, you know. For whatever reason, this brings me great joy.
Because you're old.
A little glass of orange juice is just like, this is amazing. But there is a senior menu on the back. And I'm like, man, depending on where you are, there's a lot of places where it's 55 years old.
Yeah.
And the menu is, there's smaller portions. It's cheaper. So I'm always like,
pre-chewed.
I'm flipping the menu over. I'm like, oh, man. I'm 4 years away from this.
Oh, yeah.
You know? I can't believe that. French toast, $4.
I think you know you're old when you get into a pool and start doing water aerobics. Last time I was at a pool and we're visiting our in-laws, where we took the kids over to the pool, and the kids are splashed around as kids do in the pool. They found two other kids. They're doing the thing. We're at the age where we're both kind of laying in the loungers on the side. And I realized, that's cool, man. There's like 7 or 8 old people in the pool. Good for them. And then as I started watching them, I'm like, oh, they're not in the pool to relax. I realize all of them are doing water aerobics, but they weren't doing them together. These are just old people that went separately. And I just thought, man, when I hit that age, I know it's done.
I mean, my mom's graduated to chair. Chair-like stuff.
Chair aerobics?
She did pool stuff for a while, okay. But now that she lives in like a community or whatever, I'll be like, what are you doing? She's like, oh, I just went downstairs for chair aerobics.
You just sit in the chair and do stuff.
Well, I think it's more of they got to hold on to it while they're doing stuff and stretching a little bit.
What they call it, chair aerobics?
Yeah, they call it chair aerobics or like chair stretch something, but I'm like, that makes more sense. I mean, she just can't stand that long without.
Yeah.
They're going to tip over.
Wow.
Your guess is as good as mine on the way. The categories today, the top 10 best car companies in the world and winter destinations. And we've got your emails coming up next in the men's room at KISW.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Thy ticket, Lady Jennifer of Coolidge.
Well, many thanks, good sir. Heareth my Discover card.
They accept Discover at Renaissance fairs?
Yeah, they do here. Discover is accepted at the places I love to shop. Getteth with the times.
With the times? You're playing the lute.
Yeah, and it sounds pretty good, right?
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
Is your home stuck in a style slump? Well, 2026 is your year, because Bob's Discount Furniture has incredible finds that pack a style punch and won't drain your bank account. We're talking statement pieces, like the gorgeous Sofia sofa and loveseat with channel tufting and super comfy bobopedic cushions, or a farmhouse storage bed that hides the mess and still looks beautiful. Want to cozy things up? Snag an electric fireplace and make your home feel like an actual hug. They've even got the latest technology. Their showcase immersive sofa has Bluetooth audio, heated seats, massage, power recline, and LED lights. It's like having a movie theater in your home. Make 2026 the year you love your home. Get your picks in 26 at Bob's Discount Furniture.
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.
If you're an experienced pet owner, you already know that having a pet is 25% belly rubs, 25% yelling, drop it, and 50% groaning at the bill from every pet visit. Which is why Lemonade Pet Insurance is tailor-made for your pet and can save you up to 90% on vet bills. It can help cover checkups, emergencies, diagnostics, basically all the stuff that makes your bank account get nervous. Claims are filed super easily through the Lemonade app and half get settled instantly. Get a quote at lemonade.com/pet and they'll help cover the vet bill for whatever your pet swallowed after you yelled, drop it.